More than 100 people from across the world will become American citizens in Indianapolis this week during a naturalization ceremony ahead of the 4th of July. The Immigrant Welcome Center helps newcomers complete their applications, and WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with Executive Director Terry Morris Downs about the local immigrant population and the challenges many face on the road to citizenship.
Does Marion County have a high number of immigrants? And then how many actually go through the process of becoming a U.S. citizen?
Right now, Marion County data indicates that we have probably about 76,000 foreign-born in Indianapolis. And of those, about 13,000 are eligible to become U.S. citizens, but have not.
When we look at that process in order to become a U.S. citizen, is it a long process?
Once the application has been submitted, right now our local USCIS office is taking about 3 months to process the application and to schedule citizenship interviews.
And what are some of the things that you do with them to get ready for that and make sure that that process goes smoothly?
Well, there are a number of immigrant-serving organizations that are helping with English classes as well as citizenship classes. And through the support of the National Partnership for New Americans, the Immigrant Welcome Center is starting a naturalization campaign to help bring free legal services to folks who are ready to become U.S. citizens and need some help filling out the N-400 form, which is the form one needs to complete to become a citizen.
You know, it sounds like the Immigrant Welcome Center can be a big resource for those seeking U.S. citizenship. But obviously, there's some challenges for many wanting to go through that process.
Right now, what we're seeing is a heightened fear among all foreign-born, what their rights are in the United States, or the fear of detention or deportation. And there are a number of policies that have been put forth by the administration that may make it more difficult for people to become citizens. Right now, the Trump administration is looking at increasing the number or the requirements to request a fee waiver, and that is for low-income, lawful permanent residents who want to become a U.S. citizen but don't have the financial means to pay the $725 application fee. So currently, it's under a need-based testing program, and if any of them receive any sort of public benefit, such as food stamps or Medicaid, they also qualify for a fee waiver. So since this policy may be changing in the near future, we are trying to encourage all lawful permanent residents who meet the requirements for citizenship to be able to apply now before the changes may come into effect.
All right. Very good information. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Taylor.
That was Immigrant Welcome Center Executive Director Terry Morris Downs speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.